Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Kuf Gimel, Chapter 103, Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapters 103-104 include a new sort of terminology that we are to get accustomed to very quickly, as it appears five times in the next two chapters, and then it's sort of gone. The notion of Barchi Nafshi. Kuf Dalet 104 is the more famous, perhaps, of the two, by virtue of the fact that it is the Mizmor for Rosh Chodesh, and we'll discuss it in greater length tomorrow. But really, in these two chapters, five times the notion of Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem appears. The idea that the soul should bless Hashem. My soul should bless Hashem, and then sort of coming along with the soul blessing Hashem is the idea that the person's physical body should bless Hashem too. But the notion that the soul is the blessing. And that idea is important understanding based on a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Gemara Maseches Brachos describes the relationship, in a certain sense, between our soul and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, in Brachos Dav Yud, Lama Mikaleis Benefesh, why are we praising Hashem with the soul? So the Gemara explains, Mahanefesh Mimala Esaguf, just like the soul fills the body, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entirety of the world. So he says, so therefore, that which fills up the body should come and praise that which fills up the world. And sort of a parallel that goes on. The Gemara continues and also offers another set of possibilities, but the sense is understood that there's a direct, obvious correlation and relationship between God and the soul. And therefore, when it comes to offering a blessing to God, that blessing can emanate, and perhaps should emanate, and can deeply root itself, the source being our soul. This Mizmor comes to us and describes all of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards us, particularly when it's undeserved and we are not worthy of such goodness and kindness and righteousness. To sort of bear out the point, in the eighth verse of the chapter, we'll get to all the verses in a moment, the eighth verse of the chapter quotes a portion of the 13 attributes that are ascribed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachum v'chanun Adonai erech apayim v'rav chesed, that Hashem is full of compassion and graciousness, that He is slow to anger and plentiful of mercy, rav chesed. And those come to us from the Yud Gimel Midos, but they're only certain ones of the Yud Gimel Midos. Sort of what you would call on the side of the goodness, the actions of goodness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and God towards us, are brought down here. And really that's the essence of the entire Mizmor, is the sense of our relationship to that. The Radak writes, Gamzeh Mizmor ne'emar aloshon v'hagolos, this Mizmor is also written for the people of the exile, v'chochacham v'chassid bohem, any intelligent amongst them and righteous amongst them, nosin shevef ahoda'o le'el yizbarach, should give praise and thanks to God, al hatova she'osa imo bagalus, all the goodness that He gives and does for them in the galus, miyachel od hagi'ula, and waiting for the ge'ula. Similarly, as we've done in the last number of chapters, the Malbim offers that this chapter is yidaber al hanhagas Hashem, this is on the manner of the actions of God, v'chasadov, and His kindness, im nefesh ha'adam haruchanis, with the person's soul, echoshev machashavos ba'yidach v'menu nidach, how it is that we think about and how Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks about and acts vis-a-vis one's soul. And we'll see how that plays out in the text, and understanding some of the more beautiful images that come up, as well as understanding some of the power of the blessing of the soul. And it begins as follows. L'David. Barchi nafshi es Adonai, v'chol kirovai es shem kacho. My soul should bless the Lord. My soul should bless God. V'chol kirovai, kirovai is the goof, the body. And all of my body should bless his name. The Malbim points out the interesting sort of play that the nefesh is mivarech Hashem, the nefesh blesses Hashem, and the body blesses the shame, the name of God, the holy name. And the reason he says is because simply that it's not possible for the body to fully grasp the spirituality and the spiritual nature of God, but the nefesh can't. Since it's a chelik elokam imal, he says, so it's part and parcel of God and high, so then it can offer these things and it can understand that at that level, but the guf simply cannot. So therefore, it blesses the name, and it's sort of in a sense distant from it, removed from it. Verse 2 continues, my soul should bless Hashem, and it should not forget all of the gemul, all of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to me. Hasoleich chol avoneichi. Now it's getting some of the explanations, some of the ideas behind it in verse 3. The one who forgives all of my iniquity. Harufei lechol tachaluaichi. Right, he who heals all of my diseases. The structure of the terminology. Avoneichi, tachaluaichi, chayaichi, ma'atreichi. All of those words is simply in the next couple of verses. It's simply a poetic text, and it plays to the flow of the language in the reading of a text. So here it's one is with respect to my actions. God is a forgiver. With respect to my physical body, God is a healer. Hagoel mishachas chayaychi, he redeems my soul, my life, from the pit, from the depths. Right, the idea there, understanding that it's very possible that I am deserving of a severe punishment. The Radak explains, pa'amim adam ose avon, shemischayev bo misa o avdo nafsho li'olam habo. It's possible on occasion a person can do something in avera of some level that requires of him death or the loss of his soul in Olam Haba. What does the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? The Kaddish Baruch Hu go alo ayde tshuva shemischari. The Kaddish Baruch Hu redeems the person's soul based on his repentance that he brings. V'shav lifnei el yisbarach. The person's returning before God. O mochi cho batacha lu'im mitlefidyo nafsho. Or it's possible that a Kaddish Baruch Hu rebukes the person with afflictions, with suffering. That's all the chesed, all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. They're doing these types of things for us, right? Above and beyond what we perhaps deserve. So verse 4 is, he redeems my soul from the depths. Shachas is the pit, from the depths. He encompasses me, he surrounds me, he adorns me, in a sense, the way the Mitsuda explains is Atara, Ma'atrechi is from the language of Atara, which is a crown, right? With a loving kindness and mercy. The Kaddish Baruch Hu surrounds me with all this beauty and all this wonder. Verse 5, Hamasbiya Batov Edyeich. He satisfies with good things. He satisfies me with good things in my age, right? Says the Radak, Ha'el Yisbarach Ose Chesed Gadol Im Ha'adam. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all kinds of good things for the person, right? He says, "Shenosin lo atachalim dechaparasa manasav peres." He gives a person a bit of affliction and suffering for kapara, for repentance. Rofeo shominacho, and then he heals him from that illness. V'zeu shenema, that's what he says. Hamasbiya betov et yech. Hapeh shehu moeis hamachal hu masbiya oso betov im habrios. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him, gives it back to him. He allows him to heal. Hamasbiya betov edyeich. He satisfies me with good things. Tischadish Kaneshin Uraichi, right? He brings back, he renews the youth in my being like an eagle. What is that image of like an eagle? So says the Malbim, Shabbat Teitse Min Haguf. When the soul leaves the body, tischadish kanesher, right? It should be like we call it an eagle. Some will call it nesher, a griffin, vulture, one of those types of animals. What does it do? Asher yimritu notzosav yischadish benotzosu kanafim chadashim. What happens with that animal? That animal sort of sheds its feathers, and then it grows new ones, new feathers and new wings, essentially, and then it flies again. That when the soul is separated from the body, says the Malbim, that it would then gain a new cloak or a new coating of feathers, and it will be able to fly and to reach its ultimate place. Osetz dakos Adonai. Mishpatim lechal ashukim. Hashem executes righteousness and his actions of justice for all that are oppressed. So here, it's possible to sort of understand it that Lamaisa, he does mishpat. That's a good thing. He does mishpat. Not only does he do tzedek, but he also does mishpat. And he offers it up, and it's part of the process. And it's a good thing. Meaning that one might think that mishpat is not a good thing. You don't want to be judged. I don't want to be judged. But rather, no. Rather, what you have is the sense that that's the way of the world. A person does something wrong. A person does an aveira vis-a-vis his friend and his neighbor. Kadosh Baruch Hu does tzedek and mishpat. By virtue of doing those two types of things, a person can do tshuva, can do repentance, he can return. And therefore, by doing those kinds of things, then he's able to return to the relationship that they want to have, and they want to desire to be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zion, verse 7, Yodia d'rachav l'moshe, livnei Yisrael, ali losav. So he made known his ways to Moshe, and his doings to the children of Israel, right? The Bnei Israel couldn't understand all the details, so they're able to see some of the actions of God. But the darech, the method, so that was miyuchad, that was special to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Haldini nas terechecha, God should show it to me. And then, by Yavur Hashem Upanav, and then God passed before Moshe's eyes. So, in a sense, Moshe maybe perhaps understood something. But Lamaisa, he didn't get everything. But what did he get? So now, verse 8 tells us what I mentioned at the outset. Rachum v'chanun Adonai, erech apayim v'rav chesed. It's against the second time the chesed is brought. So we have a lot of bracha, we have a lot of chesed going on in the text. Hashem is full of compassion and graciousness. He's slow to anger, erech apayim v'rav chesed. And he is plentiful, he's full of mercy. And then the way the Malbim explains the next set of psukim is that the next set of psukim sort of are the explanations of those terms. As for a very obvious one, in verse 13, which we'll get to in a moment, Kirachim Aval Banim Richam Adonai Al Yireav, like the father of compassion for the son, like there's nothing like that in the world, so too God has that compassion for those who are awed by him. That is clearly a direct connection to the language of Rachum Echanu, and clearly a direct relationship to the notion of the Yud Gimel Midos. But okay, let's keep going. Lola Netzach Yiriv, Lo Le'olam Yitor. He will not always contend. Netzach is a language of eternal, of an eternal nature. He will not eternally be against us in contention. Neither will he keep his anger for us. Lo Le'olam Yitor. Yitor is a sense of Lo Tikom V'Lo Titor, the idea of vengeance, right, or revenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let it stay very long. It has its period of time, but then it flows and it ebbs away and it disappears, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold on to it for eternity. Verse 10, Lo kachato'enu asalanu, v'lo ka'avonoseinu gamal aleinu. Right, this has now happened, what happened already, and we'll perhaps in perspective in the future, we'll look back and say the same thing as well. Lo kachato'enu asalanu, v'lo ka'avonoseinu gamal aleinu. He has not dealt with us after in the manner of our sins, and he has not returned it to us according to our iniquities, according to what we have done wrong. Obviously, we know there are differences between chataim and avonos. Perhaps chataim can be viewed in the sense of more of a shogig nature, and avonos is more of a zmezid, on a purposeful and intentful action. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold a grudge, right? Doesn't bear it forever, right? He's slow to anger in that way. He allows us the opportunity to fix, and he doesn't punish us for all time. He might punish us now, but he doesn't punish us for all time. Yud Aleph, ki kigvoa hashamayim al haaretz, gavar chazdo al yirei av. And I'll read Yud Beis 2 because it's similar. So he says in Yud Aleph that just like the heavens as high above, as distant in a sense from the land, Gavar Chasdo Al Yireav. So great is the mercy of Hashem towards those that fear Him. Here's another chesed. This is the third chesed in our chapter. That there's a distance, there's a manner of greatness of almost in here it's sort of an overarching and overwhelming power that exists. Where you have the heavens and the earth and the grandness and the height of the heavens over the earth, and so too that's how high and how much above the chesed was on everything else that has gone on. And just a similar idea, kirichot mizrach mimav, the distance from east to west. So hirchik mimenu es p'sha'enu, right? He has distanced us from all of our transgressions. He separated us from them. We've done them. We've done averus. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good to us that he distances us from them. He separates us from them to the far reaches of the earth, the ends of the earth, as we said, kirachim av abonim, just like a father has compassion for his son, richam Adonai al re'av, Hashem has compassion upon all those that fear. It's not everybody, but it's all those that do have a sense of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why is that, right? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that feeling for us and treats us that way? Because of Yudalad. Yudalid, Tesvav, and Tezayin really sort of come together. Ki hu yadai yitzreinu, zachor ki afar anachnu. Hashem knows our frame. He knows who we are. He knows how we were created. He remembers, zachor ki afar anachnu. He remembers that we are of the dust of the earth. And I'll read the next two, and then we'll come back and explain a little bit. And knows ki chatzir yamav, because a person, his days are like the grass. Chatzir is like grass. Because he's like the flower of the field. He's like that which grows in the field. That's how he flourishes. That's how he grows as a person. Because a wind, right? A wind, if it was a spiritual wind or a physical wind, we're talking about the tzitz, a wind passes over it, and then it's gone. And then it's not even known as if it was there in the first place. So let's go back to Yudali. What does it mean? Lemaisa, let's understand, right? Says the Radak. The Torah tells us in Bereishis, Ki Yitzir Lefa Adon Mar Min Urav, that says, the Torah says, way at the beginning of Bereishis, because the heart of a person is evil, right? Is evil from the beginning. V'hinei Ateva Ha'adam Sheyechta, the nature of a person is going to do chatoim. Ki Ta'avas Ha'behemiyos Kivuos Bo, because the physical animalistic desires are embedded in the person. If a person is not simply going to be a strong man who's going to overtake his yetzer, then he will not be able to remove himself from doing wrong. It's impossible that there will be nobody who's done zero chatan. We don't have those kinds of people necessarily today, right? They just simply don't happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. He knows what He created. He knows who we are. So Zachor ki afar nachna. We're zeros. We're zeros. We have an animalistic part of us. Even if we have a soul built into us, nonetheless, we have animal. We have the animalistic tendencies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Says the Malbim, Right? He knows she'itzalev meinia es nefesh hefech midarkei Hashem, that the manner of creation of the person's heart turns us away, opposed to the derech Hashem. Hashem yudei koach hayetzer shetnu asol chazaka me'ov v'sholeit akochos anafshios, that the physical, the yetzahara, the inclination, is stronger, right? It's stronger. It has dominion over the spiritual. He also says in the Malm yudei atzlus hatnu ha'atzmiyus shel hanefesh. He knows that in a sense, kiviyachol, quote unquote, that the soul is lazy. Neki afar anachna, because we are dust. We're dust. We're nothing. How are we going to do this? We're nothing. But he says we're like nothing. We have a wind that passes through us. It's here. It's there. It's here, and then it's gone. We're zeros. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is why he treats us like a father and a son. There's nothing like the compassion of a parent to the child. This is why Kadosh Baruch Hu is ma'arich erech apayim, that he has this ability to extend his anger, in the sense that he's slow to anger. He's a rachum v'chanun, that he has compassion for us. V'chesed Adonai me'olam v'ad olam al yirei avin yud zayin. The mercy of God, the righteousness of Hashem, is everlasting. This world and on and on and on for those who fear him. Yirei av is a key word in our text. V'tzidkaso, his righteousness, levei vonin. His righteousness is for our children's children. What does that mean? So one can take that to understand that it's directly talking about in the end of days, after we're gone and our children are around, that he's ma'arich for them, that he allows our goodness to extend to be a merit for them, even if it wasn't necessarily fulfilled merit for us, so we did not necessarily fulfill all that we could do in the world. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it from us and he drags it into next generations and third generations, or into the next world for us as a zechus for us and a zechus to our children. The Shomrei Briso, the Zokrei Pukutav Lasasam. To such as those who keep his covenants, and to those that remember him, and all of his decrees and all of his rules. Adonai b'shamayim hichin kiso u'machuso b'kol mashal. Hashem sets up his and establishes his throne in the heavens. U'machuso b'kol mashal. But his kingdom, and his kingdom really is over all. It's over everything. So even though Hashem establishes his seat in one location, nonetheless, it's everywhere, right? What you have is that it sort of spreads and emanates out from the chair, which, if you want to take an image, if you pick this picture, the sky, and you put a big chair in the sky, a throne, right? The Kisei Hashem, the chair of Hashem, the throne. And even though Kadosh Baruch Hu was in that one locale, and perhaps as a human king, right? Elif Alafim Havdalos, right? That doesn't have rulership and dominion over all, but over a certain location. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has providence over everything that is. And therefore, with all that, Baruch Hu Adonai Malachav, bless Hashem, all of your angels, all those who do your bidding, right? Giburei Koach Osei Dvaro, those who are strong, who fulfill your words, Lishmo Bekol Dvaro, those who hearken on to and listen to, right, who listen to your words, right? What is it about the Malachim? Says the Malbim, V'hamalachim hema omdim muchanim el mishlachas Hashem, they are the ones who stand to do the work of God, right, to be his messengers, lahafli flaos, l'shadid hateva be'es hatzorach, to do what what is needs to be done. Right, that they are established in that location near the Kisei HaKavod, near where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, right? That they simply do what they have to do. Osei Divaro, right? They simply do what has to get done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Malbim writes, the way the Radak writes it. So it says as follows. Quoting a Medrash. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov. Im be'elyonim hu medaber, harei kvar ne'emar Baruch Hu Hashem kol tzva'av. Right? It says in the text, tzva'av, that's the heavens. So what's it mean, malachov? Ela einu medaber el batachtonim. He says, rather, what does it mean, malachov? It means those who are on the ground. How do we know that those who live on the earth are considered angels? It says, Shenemar, Vayishlach Malach Vayotzin Mitzrayim. Hashem sent an angel, took us out of Egypt. Vichi Malach Haya, Bahalom Moshe Haya. Was it an angel? Wasn't it Moshe? Mikana Tolomit, Shenikru Hanaviyim Malachim. So you see here that the Nevi'im, the prophets, were called Malachim. Now why is that? Because the Malachim simply do Dvar Hashem. They just do what Hashem asks of them. The Malachim, and the word of Hashem, the actions of Hashem, they're the extended hand of Hashem, Kiviyachol. So are Nevi'im. They're physical beings, but Nevi'im are the same thing. That's what they do, right? They do what Hashem asks of them. So Baruch Hu Hashem, right? Bless them. Baruch Hu Adonai Chaf Aleph, Baruch Hu Kol Tzva'av. Hashem should bless all of his hosts, all of his creations, Mishar Savosei Ritzono, all of his servants, all of his ministers who do his bidding and do his pleasure. Says the Radak, who is that? So that's the Dalad, right? The Dalad Yisodos of the world. Well, they do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. They are fixed in the nature, they're fixed in the world, and they do exactly what it is that they're supposed to do. They don't do anything, they don't stray, they don't do anything out of the ordinary for them. They simply do what they ask, and whether it's through malachim, whether or not it's the simple physical natural law, they simply do it. And therefore, he finishes and it says, Baruch Hu Adonai Kol Ma'asav B'chol Mekomos Memshalto. Hashem should bless all of his ma'asim, all of the things that are the ma'asi yadav, right? All of the ma'asim that are in his hands, and all of the places and all of the locales of his rulership, of his dominion. And then finishing out, Baruch Nafshi Es Adonai. It ends out with Baruch Nafshi Es Adonai. Why? Says the Malbim, Ki hi hakolelas kol haolamos. Because the soul itself is that which holds all of it together. Shemitzad haguf, hi keteva olamis, shelamata, shechukeim kivuim. Mitzad atzma, hi keolam hamalachim. Leshadi teva gufa, lishma bekol divaro. The physical, the soul is the combined nexus point, essentially, of the physical world and the spiritual world in the human body. And it is that which is able to understand and to comprehend both the physical world and the spiritual world, and to exist in both realms, and to allow it to be the ultimate source of blessing of Hashem. Hashem here kiv ba kol ma'aseh b'reishis v'chol ha'olamos. Hashem sort of imprinted upon it, right? And enshrined upon it all of the creation of the world and all of the worlds. Ad shehi tivarech es Hashem kineged kulam. Until it itself will bless Hashem for all of them. And that's the excitement of the extant nature of the blessing that comes from the soul. Right? Not everyone can understand everything in the world. Some things are meant for us to understand, and some things are beyond our grasp, whatever they may be, but the soul is able to grasp the great depth of all of it and understand the fullness of all of it. And therefore, the ultimate blessing, both in Kuf Gimel and the one we're going to do tomorrow in Kuf Dalet, is a blessing of the soul to the world, a blessing of a soul back to a Kodesh Baruch, fulfillment of the soul, the experience of the soul in the world, the spirituality experience, the spiritual experiences that we have, those are the ultimate blessings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continue tomorrow with Kuf Dalet 104.